This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And I hate everything about you.
Welcome back to the Pack a Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis is coming up next from 9 to 11 right here on The Fan. Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, is the one and only Lily Zhao. You can find her, Lily S. Zhao, on social media, Fox 6 sports anchor and reporter. Lily, it has been far too long. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, Andy. Thanks for having me on. How are you doing? You've been busy.
I have been busy. I am doing great. I feel a little bit refreshed after the vacation. Got another little small one coming up this weekend to Wisconsin Dells before all the madness and craziness starts next week on Wednesday for training camp. And then, of course, carries us through what, June and mini camp and OTAs again. So I'm ready, I'm refreshed, and I can't wait to get training camp started.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to it. It's been a nice, you know, off season, but I'm ready for some football, and I can't believe it's right around the corner. It's crazy. Yeah.
And from a Wisconsin sports standpoint, you know, obviously the Brewers have done a great job of carrying us through this Packers offseason portion. They've been on fire as of late. Some really fun stories with them. And obviously Mizorowski, the Bucks making crazy moves and releasing Dame and bringing in Miles Turner. There's certainly not been a lack of conversation there. So some good Wisconsin sports stuff to kind of keep us busy. I'm going to ask you about a couple of those things in just a moment as well. But I know we do have training camp coming up next week. I just got to ask you, Lily, what's your training camp plan? Are you going to be down there quite a bit? What are you going to be keeping an eye on?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to try my best to go as many days as I can. I know you'll be there every single day. I would love to do that, but being in Milwaukee, it's not as feasible as being back when I was in Green Bay. But yeah, I'll plan to be there. I'm excited to see just, again, guys with the pads on, what this team's vibe is. We talk about vibes every year, just how they flow as a group when they're all together, the pads are on. I kind of wanted to see who emerges as leaders out there as well. Again, this is a younger team, but there are guys who have been there for multiple years. How do they lead the young guys? You know, what do the new coaching staff, what do they look like? So I'm excited to see all elements of it, but most importantly, I'm just excited to see it back. I mean, the fans in Titletown, the atmosphere around training camp, you know how it is. I mean, it's so exciting. And once you finally get there and the bikes are coming out, I mean, there's nothing better. So I'm just excited to see it get going. But then once it does get going, it's all right. We're looking at position battles and who's winning what and who's impressing who. And, you know, what are the X factors that we're talking about at training camp? Because every year there's a guy or two or three that pops off and we're thinking he's making the 53-man roster. So that's what I'm looking forward to. Everything being back and the storylines that are going to follow.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. And I'm glad you brought up the leadership aspect, because I am interested to see some of the voices that kind of step up. We've started to see Tucker Kraft get a little bit more. Even Jordan Love has become a little bit more vocal. Also, some of these players that they add are interesting. Like Nate Hobbs is a veteran that you add into that secondary. Now, not they have guys like Keyshawn Nixon, Xavier McKinney already, so maybe there's not this void in leadership, but how does he kind of get in that situation? Even Mecole Hardman. Like, Mecole Hardman ends up in this interesting situation where he's fighting for his roster life, but he's the veteran in that group. He is the oldest and the most tenured wide receiver on the entire roster. So that's kind of an interesting dynamic as well. So I'm very interested to see just who kind of takes on some of those leadership mantles within not only the team as a whole, but in some of those individual position groups as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you mentioned some great names, Nate Hobbs, Mecole Hardman, and then of course the guys that have been there, right? I think Rashawn Gary, Kenny yep. Clark, those guys this offseason were talking about just how big leadership was for this team and just embracing that role for everybody coming into Green Bay. And, you know, of course, Kenny doing some film session studies at his house and bringing the defense together, you know, Jordan Love, what he's able to do. So the usual suspects there as leaders you want to see. But again, the new guys, how do they kind of mold into the system? How does Aaron Banks fit? You know, all these new guys, you want to see how they mesh with the current Packers and who really does step up in those veteran roles. So excited to see that, and also kind of just ready to kick things going. I'm like, is it next Wednesday yet? Let's get going.
I know. It's like so close yet so far. You can taste it, but it's still over a week away. It's like, all right, just get here already. Cannot wait to be out there. It just feels like a rite of passage in the summer for, especially in Green Bay. Like the whole world revolves around that, you know, 1265 in this city. And as soon as you get the vibes going around, it's just a magical time and place. And if anyone has not been there for training camp yet, get down there if you possibly can, because it's just such a special and cool thing this time of year. You talked about some of the kind of the key storylines to kind of keep an eye on, but training camp is an interesting animal where we are all deprived of basically any like actual Packers football since way back in January. We get a little bit in mini camp and OTAs, but it's not actually real. And then, you know, we get here and we're so starved for like actual football that every little thing feels important. And sometimes we can glean something from it. Other times it's like, it's probably actually not that important. But what is the one thing for you that we need to learn or maybe can learn from this Packers team in training camp that is maybe most interesting to you?
That's a really good question. I think there are a couple position battles that we will be talking about into the fall. But I think the one that outside of offensive line and receiver I'm looking forward to is quarterback, obviously. You lose Jair Alexander. I think there was a lot of talk about him potentially being in town, and we learn he's not. He's being let go. And so, you know, what does that cornerback room look like without him? You lose a couple other guys in the offseason as well. So what does Matt LaFleur, what do Jeff Hafley, how do they kind of mold that room into the best cornerback room without a Pro Bowler like Jair Alexander back there? So I'm interested to see the cornerback battle. And also another tidbit would be Marshawn Lloyd. I'm excited to see him just put some pads on and freaking play some running back. So I'm excited to see what he can do. Missed him last year in his rookie season, but he's back. I know he's planning to give it 100%. So I'm excited to see what he can do in that running back room. And then obviously how they figure out the cornerback situation as well.
I recently did a list for actually this upcoming weekend's episode of the 10 most intriguing and interesting Green Bay Packers for this upcoming season. Marshawn Lloyd was the very first player out of my mouth, just because I think it's such a unique player where we just didn't get to see any of them this past year. And we've heard even from Matt LaFleur the playmaking potential that he has. And we saw him look really, really good in training camp a year ago. So he is definitely one of those very intriguing players in camp for me as well. And then I love the corner room as well for a variety of different reasons. I think number one, just where even some of these guys lining up. I think number two is what does that starting trio look and feel like with Hobbs, Nixon, and Valentine? And then I'm sure Javon Bullard getting some time in there as well. But then the depth, like that competition in that second group between Kalen King, Micah Robinson, Kamal Haddon, and really anybody else. Like if you're a corner on this Packers roster, like the number four corner spot is attainable for you, regardless of who you are. Like go grab it. And I'm really interested to see who steps up to the plate in those kind of backup cornerback roles as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I love the fact that we have training camp coming up, because these young guys just have a chance to grab it. I think coming into the season, if Jair Alexander had been in that cornerback room, you're talking about, okay, maybe these are guys that are just going to be kind of happy with some backup roles. But now there is another role that they could go and get. So Intrigued to see how Nate Hobbs and where he kind of fits inside, outside, where they put him. That'll be intriguing as well. And then obviously if Mecole Hardman makes the team, it's, you know, does he take on a more of a returner role? Does Keyshawn Nixon focus more on quarterback? So there are some domino pieces that will happen depending on who makes the roster, but just kind of intrigued to see how it all does shake out back there in the secondary too.
Suppose we shouldn't forget our favorite Bo Melton back there at potential cornerback as well, which is another unique storyline of this entire corner room. So we'll be keeping an eye on all of that stuff as starting next week on Wednesday. We're being joined by Lily Zhao, Fox 6 sports anchor and reporter in Milwaukee. You can find her on social media at Lily S. Zhao. All right. Tommy and I talked about this a little bit in the first segment, but two of the ESPN top 10 rankings came out. I believe it was earlier this week or maybe even late last week at quarterback and offensive tackle. Quarterback Jordan Love was not a top 10 quarterback. He was an honorable mention along with CJ Stroud. There were only two honorable mentions, so he's either number 11 or number 12 on that list. How do you feel about Jordan Love being in that honorable mention list? Should he have been higher? Should he have been lower? Or does it feel about right?
You know, I feel like if you ask Jordan Love, you'd be like, I don't care, right? These rankings are rankings for a reason. People love them. People hate them. But, you know, for him, you know, we can talk about the back half of his first season, you know, going into the playoffs, beating the Cowboys. You see the potential of what Jordan Love can be long term for Green Bay. The first year and his second year as a starter, you know, or first game, I mean, you know, gets injured. And you can kind of tell it just affected him the entire year with multiple injuries. So he wasn't as sharp as he was kind of the back end of his rookie season. And, you know, again, we see the potential. We see what's out there. You add some new weapons. You add some more protection around him. He's got a lot of fancy, you know, toys to play with on the offense. So you kind of expect him to be the Jordan Love that we saw the back end of that rookie season, and hopefully no injuries do hamper him. And if that is the case, I do think he is a top 10 quarterback, but I think people look at last season as a quote unquote, not disappointment, but not where they thought Jordan Love would be in his second year as a starter. And so maybe that's why he was an honorable mention. But again, quarterbacks that are in there, I mean, deservedly so. I mean, Jaden Daniels at 5, interesting. But you know, you talk about the quarterbacks in there, the caliber that there is in the NFL, and sure, whatever, Jordan Love can be number 11, but I think at the end of the day, when the season does roll around, I think he will be a top 10 quarterback and hopefully top 5.
I think so too. I think he's got all of that in front of him. And I think where we're talking about this list next year, we'll very much be talking about a top 10 quarterback on that list. Zach Tom, meanwhile, not in the top 10. Not an honorable mention, was at the bottom of the list of others receiving votes. At best, he's tied for number 17. At worst, he's number 23 on that list. That seems ridiculously low for Zach Tom. How did you feel about that ranking in particular?
Yeah, I did feel that was low. But for whatever reason, I just feel like every position outside of left tackle and left guard with Elgton Jenkins, it just hasn't really been looked at nationwide as a premier spot for a player to really shine. And it's weird because I feel like Zach Tom at right tackle has, you know, played his butt off. I thought he would at least deserve an honorable mention or be at least higher up in the list. I know he's, you know, looking this year, I'm sure his priorities are not let me get national recognition, but why not? I mean, if you're playing your tail off and you're protecting your quarterback and your sack rate is low and what you're doing up there is phenomenal, why not get the recognition? So I thought he would have been higher, so it was disappointing to see him ranked 17th, you said. And so hopefully this season is the season that he does get recognized. Because, again, there are some Pro Bowlers on that offensive line that they've come through. Elgton Jenkins moving to center. We'll see how he does there. But when you have Pro Bowlers on the offensive line, let's shift your attention to the right side and give Zach Tom some love.
Yeah, he certainly deserves it, and it could make for some interesting contract negotiations as well with Zach Tom, because there are definitely some different views of where Zach Tom ranks in the upper echelon of offensive tackles. Many saying he's, you know, should be a top five guy. Others, you know, again, in that 20th range, and I think that could make for an interesting conversation between the Packers and Zach Tom for what they're going to pay him. Speaking of those contract conversations, you brought up Elgton Jenkins. There's the potential for a hold-in. I don't think we're going to see a hold-out because that would cost Elgton Jenkins a significant amount of money, but I think he'll be there and he'll be along the sidelines in the quote-unquote rehab group. So I think you'll have a potential hold-in situation there if they can't come to a conclusion on that. And then Anthony Belton's mirrored in this second round draft pick situation that has been a plague around the league right now. Only 2 second round picks have signed. Nobody else has. Trey Harris for the Chargers is already, you know, not reporting with their rookies because he does not have that contract done. So you have two potential offensive linemen in Green Bay that could not not be practicing when camp opens if we don't get some conclusion here.
Yeah, and that's what's going to be interesting, because obviously at the end of the day, if you want Elgton Jenkins to come back, and I know the Packers do, he's playing center. It's a very important position. And I know for him, he wants, you know, just financial security. I completely understand with the move from left guard to center. I totally get it. So he wants that financial stability. I'm thinking the Packers are working hard to get him back, because that position is so important for a quarterback. We all know it. And for Anthony Belton, I think it just is so important for him as a rookie to be at camp. I mean, there's no injury. It's just the contract. And we all know how important these reps are, because if you're not getting out there, somebody else is competing for a potential starting spot that you could have. So I'm hoping they get things ironed out with these second round picks, including Anthony Belton. I think it's going to be invaluable for him to get some training camp reps. So they need him on the field as soon as possible. So hopefully something gets rectified soon.
That would be nice. And I mean, one of the things, and I know people are like, oh, they spent a second round pick on Anthony Belton, the first round pick on Jordan Morgan. This already goes to show you, just again, some of the depth that they have at the offensive line, that their second round pick and their, you know, one of their top players in Elgton Jenkins could be gone. And you could still theoretically be looking at an offensive line to kick off camp of Rashid Walker, Aaron Banks, Sean Ryan, Jordan Morgan, and Zach Tom, 1 through 5. And it's like, all right, well, that's still a really darn good offensive line. So again, just kind of start showing you the depth that they have, but certainly everyone's going to want Elgton Jenkins and Anthony Belton out there practicing and getting acclimated to this 2025 Packers offense. We're being joined by Lily Zhao. Follow her on social media at Lily as Zhao, Fox 6 sports anchor and reporter right here in Milwaukee. All right, last but not least, Lily, there have been some of those other really fun stories across Wisconsin sports that you've had the opportunity to cover. Of course, Jacob Mizorowski is going to be apparently pitching in the 7th inning of the All-Star game, so kind of looking forward to that. Andrew Vaughn has been this incredible story over the last week. Again, you've got the Miles Turner and Dame situation, amongst a million other things that are going on as well. What's kind of top of your mind, and what's been kind of fun for you to kind of cover over these past few weeks?
Ooh, good question. I would still say the Brewers, just because they're, you know, they're here, they're in town. It's the All-Star break, and just it's been such a crazy week leading into the break. I mean, they won 7 in a row, so every single game leading up to the break. You talk about the individual storylines. Trevor McGill learns he's an All-Star. Then Jacob Mizorowski learns there's an All-Star. There's an uproar over the Miz being an All-Star, of course, from some other players in the league, leading to a bunch of discussion. And then Andrew Vaughn, that piece, I know some White Sox fans who I'm friends with are like, what is happening? How did he just become this amazing batter when he went to Milwaukee and he didn't do things in Chicago? I get it. So there have been a lot of just really fun individual storylines with the Brewers leading up to the break, and the fact that they're one game back at the Cubs is really fun. And so that's what stood out to me. I think Miles Turner, once he's physically in Milwaukee and we can see him and talk with him, that'll kind of be even more exciting. So I know he was introduced in Vegas, so we didn't get a chance to physically see him and talk with him, but it's an exciting time. And then once Packers starts, Andy, I mean, we're full go. I mean, I'm ready.
Yeah, I am too. And I do think if this comes to fruition the way that it looks like, the Cubs Brewers second half of the baseball season is going to be one of the really fun just kind of storylines, because I could easily see those two just going back and forth when they play each other. It's going to be, as it always is, going to be tense and epic. And yeah, I could see a second half.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Half of the year where that rivalry really sparks and really comes down to the final potential week of the season between those two to see who gets that maybe the top spot in the NL, or at least in the conversation, one of the top two spots in the NL, and who's left as a wild card team. So I think that is going to be a very fun just kind of battle through the second half of the season, one that I know I'll be obviously 99.9% focused on the Packers, but 0.1% of me is just going to be keeping an eye over my shoulder on where the Brewers and Cubs are in the standings. That's for sure. Lily, you are phenomenal. Tell us where we can find all of your incredible work and anything you want to plug on the way out.
Yeah, absolutely. Lily S. Sal on Twitter, like you've kindly mentioned. And then if you're in the Milwaukee area, tune into Fox 6. We also have the All-Star game tonight on our air. So tune in and, try to find me.
She does an unbelievable job covering all things Wisconsin sports and is going to be doing an even better job covering the Packers at training camp coming up. So make sure you're following her on all social media and, of course, tuning in to Fox 6 Sports as well. She's joined us on the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Lily, we will do this again very soon. I'm looking forward to seeing you at camp. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you, Andy. You too.
You are more than welcome. Again, follow her, Lily S. Zhao, on social media. This has been the Packaday Radio Show. We'll be right back with more Packaday Radio Show right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.